Once again to Ask a Bitter Man. Today's letter comes from Patty Boyd of Surrey, Mass. Dear Bitter Man, I heard that the music on most radio stations is picked by a computer. Is that true?
That's a very interesting question, Patty. While it may be true that some program directors in the Midwest may be too busy sodomizing farm animals and looking for their name in Billboard magazine to pick the music for their radio stations, that would never happen in a city as alive and proactive as Boston. Case in point, this station here, WZLX, Boston's only classic rock. At ZLX, they use the heretofore secret 6 degrees of Eric Clapton method of selecting songs. It's a lot like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon game, and if you're not familiar with that, don't worry, Butterball. Dick Gregory's on his way over to tear down your wall and let you out into the sunlight. Here's how it goes. Eric Clapton is God, and for any band to be played on WZLX, they can't be removed from God by more than 6 degrees. For example, and an easy one, the Allman Brothers. Dwayne Allman played with Eric in Derek and the Dominoes. Hence, the Allmans are once removed from God. Or another easy one, the Beatles, the backbone of any classic rock station. Eric played on the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps and All You Need Is Love. Harrison played on a couple of Cream songs. The list goes on and on. And what about something a little harder, like the Moody Blues? Well, Denny Lane was a founding member of the Moody Blues, and he was also in Wings with Paul McCartney, who was in the Beatles with George Harrison. The Moody Blues are removed from Clapton by 3 degrees. That may all be well and good, you say, for the Limeys, but what about bands as American as the Doors? Well, in 1968, Ray Davis of the Kinks sued the Doors because their Hello, I Love You was a ripoff of his song All Day and All of the Night. Davis had a baby with Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders. Chrissy Hynde recorded a cover of the Judds' Love Can Build a Bridge with Clapton in 1995. The Doors are 4 degrees removed from Clapton. This works with any band played on WZLX. Try it for yourself. And if you get stumped, please drop me a line. I'll draw a map for you. Thanks for the letter, Patty. It's time for me to say later on Crouton.
You have been listening to Ask a Bitter Man, only on The Big Mattress.
And this is where the computer tends to hold up on me. Where'd I put this song? Hold on. I'm coming. Don't worry. Live radio. You gotta love it. Where the hell did I put this? I got it somewhere. Honestly, I do. And it had to... Alright, let's go with the maggots for now. Turn it up!
Enough. When they found them Christmas morning, they were finally out of luck. In a pile of reindeer dropping, and a note from Santa saying disco sucks. New kids got run over by a reindeer at the corner of their favorite block. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but we all know he listens to the rock. Now we're all so proud of Santa.
Ho, ho, ho!
'Cause he loves to rock and roll. He only left us with one problem. What will they ever listen to in Lowell? This should help to sell their music. Three gold records back to back seem to work well for the Beatles. But if you get one for Christmas, send it back.
Send them back!
New Kids got run over by a reindeer at the corner of their favorite block. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but we all know he listens to the rock.
Sing it!
New Kids got run over by a reindeer at the corner of their favorite block. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but we all know he listens to the rock.
This is the Father Guru Sarducci. And
whenever I... Okay, that's it, yeah. I didn't realize it was going to end that quickly. That was The Stools again with the New Kids Got Run Over by a Reindeer, if you didn't notice. It was released back in 1990. It's a cassette that I actually made. I think it was Ken Shelton's lunch show. The top, like, top songs of Christmas songs of 1990. And that was one of them. But we started things off, though, with some Looking Glass War with a gun on a wall in a scene. That's where from their new LP, new EP, Where Neon Meets the Rain. We heard the Tornadoes, otherwise known as Joe Meek with Telstar, from 1962. And that actually made it to number one in the Billboard charts back in 62, well before the British invasion came in 64. We followed up with some Cream because we heard Ask a Bitter Man. That was Lance Norris, who I said again at the beginning of the show, we sadly lost this week. So I wanted to do a little Lance Norris stuff this week. And probably on Saturday's show, too. But we had NSU from Fresh Cream. I think it was 67. Chuck stopped by, so a big shout-out to Chuck, who gave me a nice CD present here. We heard the Maggots with King of the Flesh. With Monkey off of Monkey Time, that's Wicked Cool Records back in 2007. And man, the time is flying by. I will get a PSA on the next. Well, no, I'll do it now because I know Trish wants to hear a PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C blah 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 blah. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. 26 letters in the alphabet. Actually, hold on a second. 2, 4, 6. There's 8 letters in alphabet. The word. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snack. Public service message here at WMFO in Medford. All the fruit scary. Blah, 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 blah. Get back to the music!
Tell myself
she will be 17. There's still a million ways she'll blow my mind. She'll make her own decisions. I'll burn this whole place down to get her back.
Bring it out, 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 bring it out. exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. So mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Thurl Ravenscroft with You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, off the Dr. Seuss soundtrack back in 1966. Started things off some Megan Tracy and the Misconnections with At My Age. The song released a single release on Rumbar Records this year. Death, the proto-punk band from Detroit, Michigan. I highly encourage you looking them up. Now, there's two death bands. One's a metal band, but just Death Band Detroit, and you will find them. They actually released there for the world, for the whole world to see LP back in the 70s, and then it was re-released back in 2009. We heard Freaking Out. It's also another song I play, Politicians in My Eye by Death. And if you read about them, it's a really interesting read. Again, it's Death. It's in there from Detroit, Michigan. Followed up with some more Michigan people with Iggy Pop with Dog Food off of his Dog in Space LP 1980. Some Barry McGuire with Eve of Destruction, single released back in 1965, because, yeah, I think, who knows where we're heading these days. Anyways, if we're thinking we're on the eve of destruction and there's a mean one out there, we might need some help. So that's a little bit of a hint, coming up next, here on Strike the Box. Oh, yeah, and a big shout-out to Pam, who was the one that kind of said, hey, why don't you just do, like, a Christmas song every set? If I didn't want to do all a Christmas show. So thank you, Pam. Hey!
Hey! Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Younger, so much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? Now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need your light. I've never done before. Younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find
change my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me, help me, help me.
Here we go with live radio again. Gotta love it. When, maybe it's me. You know, maybe it's me. Maybe I just have the worst touch in the world. Good gravy. I'm even having problems at the other station with, maybe it's that. Maybe it's just me. I'm trying to find, what did I do with it? It's down here. Hold on. Because, there it is. Okay. Yeah. Let's get this one.
Let's try this. Hopefully.
It's supposed to stop playing now.
I don't want to say it, and you don't want to hear it.
No,
again.
No. This one.
One, two, three, four.
Sometimes every moment before I say bye-bye. Up to Montreal. I got me a gal in old 51, and I hope my rig don't stall. Hard driving, man. Hard driving, man. Hard driving, man. I'm driving just as hard as I can. Driving, baby. Baby, baby, you're looking so good to me, baby. We're gonna get a little piano in there. Ooh, baby, I love you. I said, ooh, baby, I love you. Take it, let me hear you. Then we're gonna motivate this one. You gotta help her. Like this, watch. You heard of the Boogaloo? You heard of the Boston Monkey? You heard of the Philly Freeze? We got the Detroit Demolition here for you tonight.
Christmas in Kenmore Square.
And like the
the students like, can't wait to like go home for Christmas time. But like the Christmas mail is like really, really slow.
If Mom and Dad don't send a card with travel money soon, we'll just stay in our dorm and hang some mistletoe. It's Christmas party time at the clubs. I'll keep an eye on my friends there. I stay real straight, cause I'm the driver designate this Christmas in Kenmore Square. Santa's wearing red leather and studs, but he can't park his sleigh nowhere, cause Santa Claus forgot there ain't no legal parking spot this Christmas in Kenmore. Everywhere is Christmas in Kenmore Square.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. I went to hit something and it didn't play right. Problems, problems, problems. What can I tell you? What did I have? Okay, let's try this one. Hopefully it works.
I found a receipt from a bar down in the city.
Oh, you know what that song means. It means I gotta collect my stuff and get on out of here, because unfortunately my time is up this week. But I just want to let you know, we just finished up with the High Ends with Where Did You Sleep Last Night from their Nothing to Hide LP on Rumbar Records. We started things out, though, with the Beatles with Help, off the soundtrack Help, 1965. Capella or Parlophone, depending on what version you have. Some Tony Valentino with his re-recording of Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White. It's off his albums Dirty Water Revisited, which you can get on Big Stir Records, 2023. Some Jay Giles Band with a live version of Hard Driving Man. I believe that was off the Full House LP, which was released back in 1972. Wow. And yes, watching Jay Giles live was something to behold. Why they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Eh, I don't even watch it anymore. Some Billy West and Tom Sandman with Christmas and Kenmore Square from 1986 that originally was released. As I said, we finished up with the High End. George wanted to hear some Hocus Pocus, but unfortunately I'm running out of time here, and I do have one more song that I want to play. It's by Justine's Black Threads. It's Christmas related, because unfortunately we lost Justine this year. And I just think it's kind of appropriate that we finish this week's show with some Justine. And another reminder, Saturday night at the Crystal Ballroom in Somerville, Let's Rock Cancer, a rockin' night to benefit the Cancer Care Equity Center at Dana-Farber. Muck and the Myers, Vapors of Morphine, the Chelsea Curve, Muzzins, the Ray, Lerano Experience, and Uncivil Servants. $25 online, $30 at the door, so please check it out. It should be a rocking good time. I'll be on the air Saturday on Wave Radio Boston between 2 to 4 if you'd like to catch my show there. Hopefully we can figure out how to post the archive on that one. We're still having some problems. All right, enough of me. Hey, thanks for everybody tuning in today and going back and forth on the Strike the Box Radio Show group page there. I really appreciate it, and makes for the show to even go better. And I know you like the mistakes, but drives me a little crazy at times. All right, enough of me. Let's get to seeing some Justine Black Threads.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Yeah. meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Television set to you until next week at this same time when the control voice will take you to...
Break the Box with Chris.